The word of God is quick. Just say that. It's, what is it? Say that all together. The word of God is quick. What does that mean? It's alive with energy. Okay, and anything alive should be moving. The only reason to have a body, I think it was Pastor Chris that quoted a little earlier in worship, the only reason to have a body is to express the life that's in it. I firmly believe we have lost all contact with the life within us. We have so demeaned the experience of being born again, which is never out of place. Its consideration is never out of place at any time, anywhere. We must consider it. And we have so degraded that experience and what it is supposed to entail in the human person and his three-part being, spirit, soul, and body, that we have no ability to conceptualize the greatness of God. There is God the Father. There is God the Son. There is God the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to say those again, and I want you to latch hold of what immediately comes in your imagination as a picture. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. What do you picture? What do you conceptualize? When you're worshiping our Father, what do you see? What do you perceive? When we say, speak the name of Jesus, something, some picture is in your mind and in your heart. What is it? Do you see a suffering Savior? Do you see a Palestinian peasant walking with sandaled feet in dusty Galilee? What do you see? When I say Holy Spirit, what do you perceive? These three, all God, agreeing in one. But we have usually God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. This is why you are powerless. This is why you sing beautiful songs and command nothing. This is why when you speak, another person hears you, but the devil does not. Did I say put your finger in John 3? Now, if you think you're going to come in here and hear some 50 times over repeated thing, you're wrong. I've been preaching this gospel nearly 40 years, and I have never seen what I'm going to be sharing with you until God opened it up this week. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for the unlearned. It's not for babes. And it's sure enough going to destroy your religious idols. Let me start by shocking you. Do you see in this place any image of God? Don't have one in your home. The entire problem with the incarnation, understood? Incarnation. Somebody tell me what the incarnation is. Thank you. I'm glad it was somebody on the back row, not somebody on the front row. The incarnation is what? God condescending, becoming, scripture says, as a worm. Watch, to identify himself with human persons, whom he had created in Genesis in his image. Now, when he wants to identify with those whom he has created, it would be the same thing, said he, as you becoming a worm crawling across your driveway. What do you picture? What if you're Roman Catholic? You have all sorts of images. But just because you do not make them out of silver and gold and wood does not, my dear brother and sister, mean you don't have them. Oh, I'm going. It's going to be so huge. You know the people that are clapping right now? The people that have been praying. The people that have been winning souls. I don't have to excite them. I don't have to ask them to shout, ask them to clap, ask them to worship, ask them to praise. Because they've gotten in touch with the reason we're here to begin with. And it's not to sing songs. And preach sermons. Watch this now. Watch this now. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Everybody's got that right. So what I'm trying to tell you is something happened. And through the length and breadth and depth and width and height of history, God has been moving everything to get back where we were. So watch what God did. He formed man of the dust of the ground. Shout yes. Yes. So he made your body, your flesh, your ego. Out of dirt. And to dirt, it will return. So my question is, why are you letting it drag you around and tell you how you can pray and how you can and how long you can be in church and how long you can? Some of our spirits could do a good bathing. Some of our minds could use a good washing. Some of our bodies would do a good fasting. Think about this. God came in the form of flesh. Now, he had to be conceived of a virgin, right? Because the seed of the man carries the bloodline. Are you walking with me? The seed of the male carries the bloodline. And the life is in the blood. So he could not be born, conceived, watch me, by a flesh man. He He had to be conceived of the Holy Ghost, which is God. So there's a problem. A man lost, surrendered contact with God. A flesh man obeyed his flesh that came from the dirt and ended up separating not only himself, but his family from God. His lineage, his posterity, forever tainted with the curse of flesh. Men today are ruled by the lust of the eye, because only what I can see is real to me. That's why signs and wonders are not to be followed. They are manifestations in the natural of what began in the spirit. But God does not move from spirit to flesh. He moves from flesh to spirit. You're not listening to me. Any of you want to come back? Okay. He formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the what? The breath. Say breath. Another translation says wind. Another translation says spirit wind. Stay right there. Watch this out of John. Shout spirit wind. You know what was in here a minute ago? Spirit wind. You saw people in their flesh. But your Bible says, know no one after. The problem is, we can't see nor experience some y'all's spirit, cause it's the wrong spirit. Shout, Holy Ghost is the gift. I'm not talking about gifts. He is the gift. You're not going to have gifts till you get the gift. I'm already blowing some of you away. Watch this now. So what did I tell you to shout? Say it again. Take a breath. Now shout it out. Spirit. Do it again. You know why I told you to do that? Job said, the oldest book in your Bible, written 2 millennia before Genesis. Job said, I can't curse God and die. There is a spirit in me. That spirit is the breath of God Almighty. So how are you weak? How are you tired? How are you sick? How are you broke? How are you poor? How are you disgruntled? How are you angry? Flesh. Some of you can't get into the glory because you have so much flesh to try to get through before you can tap into him. I don't know if I'm helping anybody. Okay, watch now. God breathed into that man, and that's his spirit, your human spirit. Whether you're born again or not, you have a human spirit. You are a spirit. You live in a body, a spirit tent, which will be discarded. You not taking this to heaven, and you not taking it into his glory either. Until you put off the old man and learn to put on the new man. You can't sit in the parking lot at Valor and break the rules and not support your own children and act like you holy. If it ever in any way begins to dawn in revelation upon you that you are a spirit. God called me to ministry. God called me to ministry. And the first thing I wrote down, two things. Number one, God do things so incredibly awesome that men and women will have to look beyond my 6'2" frame and look to you and say, only God could do this. I built this before I was 30 years old. The second thing was I am a spirit first. I'm not going to ask my flesh if I can go to church. I'm not going to consult the bank account to see if I can spend $20,000 to fix Bethany Place. When God, by his spirit, speaks to my spirit, it's done. I don't care what it costs me. Now, wait a minute. Be seated. I'm talking about human persons. Human spirit. How do I know you're a spirit even if you're not born again? How do I know that? Because you're going to live forever somewhere, and only spirit can do that. Let me tell you another thing about spirit. It is not confined nor limited by space. It's real quiet in here. You who are born again, baptized with the Holy Ghost, you are possessed. What do you mean? You're not supposed to say what you'd say, do what you do, go where you'd go. You're supposed to be living by the Spirit, not fear, faith. Not doubt, belief. Not sickness, wholeness. Have I pricked your interest at all? Okay, watch this now. Now look at John 3. Throw it up there for me. John 3. Do they have it? They might not have it. I gave it to them late. If you have it, throw it up there. Okay, watch this now. Now Nicodemus has come to Jesus. We all tracking? Okay, so Nicodemus has come to Jesus and said, "Good master, what must I do to receive eternal life?" And Jesus said, "You must be born again." And Nicodemus said, "How can I enter my mother's womb and be born a second time?" Now we pick up the narrative. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a man is born of..." Okay, so water, watch this. Honey, it's time to go to the hospital. Why? Water broke. What happens when you're baptized in water? Your water breaks. And your human spirit, which has been alive all the time, but abiding in a state of death, is now born again. Watch. By the Spirit. Watch. And the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Next. That which is born of flesh is you can never make your flesh anything but flesh. You can renew your mind, but it's a progressive renewal by the Spirit in the Word. Because you are born, watch, of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. So you are born of God, both Word and Spirit, for these to agree, the Word and the Spirit. This wasn't free. Is that all we got in John 3, or we got more? Do not marvel that I said you must be born again. Next. Here's where I've been going. Can I have a drink of water? Who's winning so far? Okay. Johnny said 10, he said 10:30. I don't care. I'll let everybody go home and keep teaching. I don't care. It's time somebody got some. It's time preachers quit preaching for themselves. Now watch this, because this just blows my mind. Watch. Okay. The wind. What did I have you say? What did I have you say? Spirit, wind. Spirit, wind. Wind, spirit. Breath, wind, spirit. Spirit, wind, breath. Watch. The wind blows where it wants to. And you hear the sound. You see the effect. Oh, I'm going somewhere. Dear God, I wish I had the next 45 minutes. I said, you hear it. But you don't know where it came from. Because it can't come from anywhere. Because ain't nowhere where it's not. Because there ain't nowhere where he's not. I don't care if you're inside the limits of where the police have marked off an automatic weapon slaying. He's there in that hell. He's there, and he's there because you're there. He would say, oh, the Holy Spirit came to church tonight. No, he didn't. You did. You brought some expectancy. You brought a praise. You came in prayed up. You didn't have to wait to get to church to pray. You've been worshiping all day. You didn't have to have them get some recorded mess to throw out at you. Ooh, man. Okay, watch this. Be seated. Okay, watch this now. You don't know where he comes from, right? But you hear the sound. In other words, you experience the effect. Because no man can see God. What? Questions torment me. Moses cried, let me see you. Uzziah had to die in chapter 6 before Isaiah could say, after prophesying for 20 years, preacher, after prophesying for 20 years, for the first time, God revealed himself to me. And his human vernacular was, I saw the Lord. Meaning, he revealed himself to me as he did to Abram. Because God does not contradict his own word. And he told Moses a long time before Uzziah died, no man can see me and live. How could you see him? How could you see him? He that hung the world on nothing came from Teman, came from nowhere, stood on nothing, spoke words there was no one there to hear, nor ears to perceive. Spoke the world into existence, turned it upside down, and Job said, he hung it on nothing. Put it upside down and told the oceans, don't spill a drop. Who is this God? Who is this God that we claim we serve? Further, we declare has personally taken up residence on the inside of our mortal body. Who is this God? He is a spirit. I'm taking you all the way back to Genesis now. All right? And the Lord God formed, right? Wait, you got it? Somebody got it? Is it up there? No, I don't want to talk about it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Watch. The earth was formless and without void. And
the Spirit of God moved.
What was in the beginning? Spirit. 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 That Spirit moved upon the face of the deep, and the Lord God said, light be. Who said what to whom? You're quiet. See, because you have the imagery of religion. God in heaven sitting on a throne. When I say God the Father, 90% of you have that image. That's God. When I say Jesus, you see the peasant from Palestine. Or you see a suffering Savior on a cross. It makes me angry every time I see one of those. Don't wear one of those around your neck. That's an image. That's an image. And under God, don't put Mary on one, put it around your neck. I'm being real serious. Thou shalt not make unto you any graven image. God came down and said, whoa, 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 wait a minute, Moses. While you've been up here talking to me, watch me. When you've been up here talking to me in this mountain, those people down there put their jewelry together, not a bad thing, and made a golden calf. Why? So they could worship it. Why? They wanted to see God. I'm gonna blow you away. This, Professor Sams, is the problem of the incarnation. You with me? The incarnation. God condescending, coming to earth, born of a virgin, nonetheless, in a flesh suit. Because we believe what we see. And so you know what God said? Let me show you what I will do with flesh. Even the flesh of his son. You talk about no flesh glorying in his sight. I don't do my own works. Jesus, I do the works of him that sent me. The words that I speak to you, they are not my words. I say the words of him that sent me. Don't look at me. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. God has been moving history. Oh, they're the prophets, the minor prophets, the major prophets. There's 300 years of silence. There's Jesus, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. Oh. No, he's not a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. For 30 years, we only have two veiled expressions of his entire life. Do you know why? Because that was his flesh. You're not listening to me. God refuses to allow you to define him through a man. When he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, he was speaking to people of spiritual perception. Not that body. It's real quiet. I'm trying to tell you that the God you serve cannot be defined by an image. What you need to perceive of Jesus is not the flesh suit he was in, but the manifestations of the Spirit that flowed through him, which, my dear brother and sister, is why he went back to heaven and sent the Holy Ghost, so that he that was with you, limited by personality, can now be in you. Jesus looked at Jerusalem and said, I would have gathered you together under my wings, but you would not. Jesus had needs to go through Samaria. Well, wait a minute. If he was spirit, why wasn't he there at the same time he was in Jerusalem? He was bound by that, watch, body. Here is the plan of God. Send Jesus. Let him be filled with the Holy Ghost. Form like a dove. Let him only speak spirit words. Let him only do spirit things. Let him be led by the Spirit into the wilderness. How come the Spirit only leads you to prosperity? How come the Spirit never leads you to a 40-day fast and praying? So he comes, Jesus. Yes? Then he has to be filled with the Spirit. Then he begins to manifest the works of the Father, because the Father is a spirit. Then he has to be crucified to be the propitiation, the price paid for your sins. Then God must raise him from the dead so that death is conquered. But just as soon he said, I'm only staying here long enough to accomplish what he sent me to do, and then I am out of here, so that they don't have to touch me. The Spirit of God will come. Here's the purpose of God. That through Jesus Christ and faith in him, you can become born again. That is not the end. Here is the beginning and the end of faith, the beginning and the end of Christianity on earth. It is this, that God came back. Jesus will come back, but God already came. And on the day of Pentecost, there came from heaven a sound. You can hear, you can hear. You can hear it, but you don't know where it came from, and you don't know where it's going. You just know it's there because you see the effect.
Yes.
Shout just for me. Okay. So God came. He that is with you shall be in you. But he's not just in you. Because if you truly get filled, you don't get topped off. Come on, don't be acting like you don't know. Y'all had your shots topped off. Don't be looking at me funny. I watch cowboy movies. I know. Whiskey bartender, not one of them fill it halfway up. And it's skitashitamapapa. It sloshes everywhere. Because when you get filled, if you ain't overflowing, you ain't filled. He didn't say, and there shall be a pond. Oh, I'm worshiping. He didn't say there'd be a pond. He didn't say there'd be a trickle. He said there would be a rushing, mighty, overflowing river flowing out of your belly. What's got yours stopped up? Oh, I wish I could go witness like those young people. No, you don't. Or you do it. I wish I could worship like that. No, you don't. Or you do it. What does it even mean? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I guess greater. We're talking about God. God who would not, here's what happens. You can go home if you want to. Jesus. I don't know how much I should give you. God, the Father, Spirit, would not allow himself to be limited by the perception of his physical son. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with vision. Some people say, believing is seeing. You're going to be messed up when the magician comes to town. Because his hand's quicker than your eyes. So is your boyfriend's. What are you looking at me funny for? Because you're not perceiving in the spirit, or you would never got in the car with him to begin with. You wouldn't have taken that job. You wouldn't have been in that place. You wouldn't have gotten in that mess if you weren't being led around by your flesh. Who's going to pay me the most? Where do I have the biggest opportunity? Where can I make a bigger name for my flesh? I'm coming on it. Don't be telling me the Holy Ghost led you into that business deal. No, he didn't. Don't be telling me the Holy Ghost told you to come to Valor. 3 weeks later, he told you to marry somebody and leave. Don't be telling me that. He's not confused. Some of y'all serve a schizophrenic God. He don't know what he's doing. God told you to marry him, and 3 years later, God told you to divorce him. God's confused. God told you to come to this church till you have to be corrected, and then he told you to hit town. God told you to go to Nairobi till the bills weren't getting paid, and then you quit town. God told you to go win souls till the bullets are flying past your head. And then God's not in that. You know what God's in. First of all, haven't prayed 15 minutes a day for the last 10 years. Spend more time putting your makeup on than praying. What kind of preacher did you come out to see? It's time for somebody, especially on Wednesday night, to get serious. So I'm going to quit here. 5 minutes. Be seated. Be seated. Shout, I am a spirit. I dare you. Shout, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I dare you. Let every devil in hell know the God of the eternal ages lives in you, works through you. Be seated. I'm not being critical, I'm just making points. Problem with the modern church is we've traded that convicts me with you offend me. Don't have the spiritual aptitude to know the difference. I had to be trained in counseling. It's not a bad training if you leave God in it. But one of the first things they'll tell you, would you bring me that, brother? Thank you. Thank you. Hey, I got some painting I need done. Okay? He's got a painting business. If you ever need painting, he's as good as you'll ever find. Okay. So, like, I'm going to hold this up. Okay? Ready? What did you see? 100 different answers. Do you know why? Because your sight is subject. I should say it this way. Your sight is subjective. I see one thing. This is why husbands and wives can't get along. Right, because they see things differently. Do you think God left this thing up to him being whatever people perceive or see him to be? If he wouldn't even let you look at Jesus, I can hear some of you. I hear the scriptures saying, and from that time they followed him no more. And it's just like, some of y'all are like, it's just too heavy. I don't know about this. No, because we have diluted who God is in the earth right now. God is Holy Ghost. That's who he is. He's not Jesus in the earth. Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession that you would learn to live in the Spirit. He's your teacher, your comforter, your guide, your protector, your provider. He is your joy. He's your direction. He's your peace. He's your standby. He's your paraclete. He's one called alongside you, exactly alike in every essential detail and quality as Jesus. I'm closing it. Except he will never leave you. I'm telling you, when you're in bed at night and terror hits your heart, he's there. When you got a gun to your head, he's there. When you're ready to throw your hands up and say this marriage cannot work, he's there. Speak in that heavenly language. Be seated. If you get what I'm telling you tonight, when you hit those streets, watch this. God, Elder, I wish I had time, man. I wish I had time. I need to put this in a book. Look. Jesus said, Miss Deborah, he said, it is expedient to your advantage. Yep. Now, that's one of the most staggering statements in the entirety of the Bible. That Jesus, who was walking with them, sleeping where they slept, eating where they eat, walking on water, casting out devils, raising the dead, getting their taxes paid from the mouth of a fish, tells them, hey, love y'all, deuces. I'm out of here. And don't worry now. It's like a girl breaking up with a guy. Don't worry now. It's for your own good. Think about it now. That's what Jesus. You will be better off than if I was sitting next to you on this pew physically right now. Now, either he's a liar or we're missing something. You're going to be better off without physical Jesus walking with you everywhere you go. So he said, forget this flesh. It's to your advantage. Don't be looking at me now. I don't need to touch you. Don't leave my garment alone.
You don't need me. You're going to be better off than grabbing my garment. You're going to be better off than watching me multiply the loaves and the fishes. Because you're going to multiply your own. Shout, the gift is in the house. Be seated. So he says, it's better for you now. And here's why. Because I have to leave you. But when he comes, he will never leave you. Never. Never. Human persons die without connection. They die. Every human has the need for connection. And he said, the only way that I know, God, that I can be with you and never leave you, is to not send myself in the form of a man that paid the price to get you to this place. But we act like salvation is so much more than being filled with the Spirit. That's secondary. You can take that or leave it. The only gift of the Spirit that was not in manifestation in the old covenant is tongues and interpretation of tongues. Why? God wanted to show the superiority of spirit over flesh. You'll do what I say. You'll not say what you want. I'll speak out of you. And if you won't let me, you've shown me that your flesh is not yielded to me. Oh, it's quiet in here, man. We don't know theology. That's our problem. All we know is a shuck and a jive. All we know is a little emotional show. This is bedrock theology, my brother and sister. God is moving history toward a predetermined ending of his own choosing. Calvary was a part of that history. The resurrection was a part of that history. But now we're in the church age. Well, some of us are. We're in the church age. You know that one. Go into all the world. Why will I send my spirit to you? Go into all the world. Be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and Reynoldsburg and Maine and Livingston and Pickerington. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Show me who you brought to Jesus. Our own families are not saved. How many times tonight did it come up? Do this and God will save your family. Pray this and God will save your family. I'll tell you when God will save your family. When you get a burden for them. When you pray in the Holy Ghost over them. He's spirit. Your spirit. You now have a recreated, born again, human spirit. But now when you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, then there comes a yieldedness to that spirit. In being born again, the Holy Spirit comes and leads you
and reveals Jesus to you as Savior. That's his job at that point. After that, he's waiting. He's waiting. Watch me, and I'm going to let you go home. Some of you have the God that spoke the worlds into being, living in you. But you don't know how to let him out. You don't know. You don't know how to let him. So you pray and you get tired because you're praying in your flesh. So you work and you get tired because you're working in your flesh. Watch. I'm not condemning you. Jesus got tired. His flesh got tired, but not his spirit. Though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day by day. Now, if you've got a tired spirit, that's a whole other thing. I don't have time to go into that. Stop worshiping men. Oh, this one, he's so anointed. How do you know? How do you? You haven't prayed 30 minutes in the last 3 months. How do you know? Well, I know because of what I see. Lying, signs, and wonders. Preach with a homosexual spirit, but everybody shouts. So they so anointed. Don't believe in the blood. Got a little boy on the side. Can't stay with the woman they married. See, right now your flesh is raising up. But the Holy Ghost is saying amen. The Holy Ghost will never direct you away from holiness.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, I want to invite you to tell someone in your life about the podcast. Hope you'll do it today. Head on over to iTunes and leave a review. Share it on your social networks for me. Really helps me get the word out. I'd love for you to connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. No easier way for me to minister to you every day and throughout the day, and for us to join together in faith as God moves in and through your life. You can find links to all my pages at rodparsley.com. God bless you now, and I hope you'll listen again soon.